It's nighttime at the Grassi Museum. The ghosts of merchant Franz Dominik Grassi and St. Thomas's choirmaster, Johann Scheller, are floating through the north wing of the building, which is home to the Museum of Musical Instruments.
Is that what I did with all my money? Spend it on this palazzo? Oh well, new objectivity. Art deco. It's all a bit too modern for my liking. But the youngsters seem to like it. Just like the new Gewandhaus. They used my bequest to build the old museum. But now it's too small. They say they're going to move the library there. But being an old merchant, what I particularly appreciate is the fact that they've named an exhibition after me. Grassi exhibition. But the things on display there. Arts and crafts? Can you really make money from that sort of thing? I earn my money from silk and tropical fruit. Ah, the customers tore it out of my hands. The profitto I made. And those Russian furs, I tell you. And later there was all that money I made from speculation and exchange.
Oh, there goes that old woodsucker Grassi. It seems all he can do is chew on toothpicks, whereas I'm thrilled to say I've now discovered the magic of the piano. Oh, the dynamics, the sound. I believe they call it a pianoforte these days. Piano. Forte. I just wish they'd been around in my day. It was only the greatest of my successors as choirmaster at St. Thomas's, Johann Sebastian Bach, who was finally able to enjoy the piano, even if it was only by visiting his son Karl, who was employed as a clavier player by Frederick the Great. Oh, that Bach! Those wonderful cantatas! I wish I could have composed like that. But at least they buried me at St. John's Cemetery, just over there. Although I had to wait 230 years for them to build this Museum of Musical Instruments in 1929, but then again, being a ghost, I've all the time in the world now. Now I can finally choose to my heart's content between the old-fashioned instruments and more recent inventions like this fantastic forte piano, which I simply adore. But if you'll allow me, I must get back to work. I've just had a brilliant idea.